What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike Check 1, Spike Check 2, Spike Check 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as Ziz Spike on the Mic, and we are coming at you live from some undisclosed locations. I am he. This is Tampa Bay or the University or the Universe's number one award-deserving show. This is the Spike on the Mic Show. Coming at you, like I said, from undisclosed locations. We are going to entertain, inform, and enlighten. Hey, guess, I'll talk about that later. So we got three things we want to do for you, but that's also later. Let me introduce what we like to call the resistance fighters. The guy putting the sounds through your eardrums. We like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a family nickname. They stick forever. Even though, you know, nobody but the family uses them.
Right. Hey, like, hey, pork chop.
Yeah, exactly. Is that yours?
Yeah, no, mine's is, used to be spider. Anyway, you know, what could it just be spider? I don't know. All right, so we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. But without this reason, we can't be here. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who remembered to turn his mic on.
Yes, that was excellent.
Looking forward to a really good show. I know you've got a lot of good topics for us, and we've got great sponsors. So I'm looking forward to the show today.
Wow. See, this is why we love you. When I say we, I mean all of us.
Yeah, you.
All of us. Really. Yeah. Okay. And another man who usually has a private jet or a private plane, or he's usually somewhere to be determined. He always has microphone issues, but we'll call him Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy whose family crest has three unicorns on it. It's true. Wow. I found that out.
What the heck? How you do that?
I sent it to my dad and I LOL'd him.
Wow.
Is that what the kids say?
Yeah, that's what the kids out there in the street, they say. All right. And backed by popular demand, and we're so comprised, we're confused that he is here on time, because normally he clicks in right about now. It is the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
Sticking like Greg Louganis, getting ready to take the dive, man. Let's go. I'm ready to go.
Nice.
Hold on a second. Did you see the Greg Louganis that hit his head on the board?
That's the one.
Yeah. Wow.
I know. That's one of the most horrible things I've ever seen.
And it hurted it, probably. It hurt for me to see it.
Yes.
We heard a voice that hadn't been introduced yet.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, coming of ghost voices, these are the XY chromosomes that's coming through here, the sounds. And we love to hear the Crack Pack research analyst. This is one, Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like somebody whose family nickname didn't stick.
Ooh. Aren't you lucky?
I am. I'm very lucky.
Yes.
Would we be pulling scabs off the wound if we asked what was that family name, nickname?
Oh, I'll tell you.
No. Right? There you go.
Buns.
Buns?
Buns. Billy Buns. Yeah.
Billy Buns.
Yeah.
That one didn't stick.
Oh.
Yeah, it could be a mob name. That could be a cool name.
Yeah.
Sticky Buns.
Really. Billy Buns.
Mine was Rusty. My whole family still calls me Rusty.
Ooh.
Mine is Tater. My family calls me Tater. If anybody in my family says Mark, I don't know who they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Hanging Chad, you want to play?
No.
Oh, that bad, huh?
Oh, yeah. So your name was Booger?
Wow. I don't think I know what your family nickname is. Do I? Yeah. Have you ever
it
told
was
me?
Stupid.
Yeah.
It was Chatterbox.
Oh.
Chatterbox. Oh, that's a great name.
I think he
Let's
just
not yeah. use it.
Yeah, that's a stage name.
Yeah.
Hold on. Sorry. Who's following that? I think he just made that up just right now on the spot.
No, I promise you. I have some cousins who still throw that out, and I just kind of give them a look.
Oh, Chatterbox. Oh, okay.
Does anybody know where their family nicknames came from?
Oh, I do.
I know where mine came from.
I'm really actually grateful for mine. In my
early days.
Distant family in the early days, I had an uncle Walter. He had a son named Walter, and the son was called Little Walter. And so on. There was an Uncle Joey. He had a son named Joey. It was Little Joey. So all of these kids got the nickname Little.
Oh.
So my parents, probably because I was so short, thought that it would be kind to come up with some other name. So because I had kind of strawberry blonde hair, they called me Rusty.
That's pretty cool.
There are people in New York today that just refer to me as Rusty. Yeah.
Well,
the little part come in?
Oh, it was to avoid me being called Little Paul.
Little Paul.
Because he's
my
Paul.
Dad was Paul.
They were protective of your feelings.
Yeah. Or Little PW.
They're trying to break the, my father break was the lineage PW. Of Little.
Oh.
Chad's talking like somebody that doesn't understand a concept.
It's a little too bad. I don't know. I say grow up with a nickname and grow up strong.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, or you can just embrace it and just, become Spike.
Yeah. So my nickname came from the fact that as a very young 2 and 3 year old, I had a little bubble butt.
Oh, she did. She had the cutest butt.
Yeah. So it was fun. But eventually that came, as I grew older, that got a little more inappropriate my parents to be
screaming out your butt.
Screaming
out at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. Before we go any further,
I was named after I'm sorry, man.
Before we go any further, we can't, not know what was the Voice of Reason's nickname. Everybody's found it. We hadn't heard his.
Apparently, my culture does not just pass out nicknames helter skelter.
Right.
So
it would have been suck up.
In reference to Chad's growing up strong, I heard the song "A Boy Named Sue" yesterday.
Yeah. I always think about that song.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Did he just mind trick us?
No, it's a country song.
Hold on a second, boys. You didn't have a nickname in all your years of service. I mean, of living.
No, never had a nickname. Wow. Steve. Big people called me Steve, which is short for my name.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people just haven't lived.
I call them suck up.
You have to have friends or bullies.
Oh yeah.
The man who grew up with no nickname.
Serious man. I'm sorry about that. Well. You still a voice to me, okay?
Yeah.
Daddy, what did nickname. You
what I did said you say I call him suck up. Yeah.
I've never had a nickname.
You do now.
All I've had is a description of what I am.
Suck up. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, was that an S or an F?
That's an S. We can't say that other word.
Yeah, we're working blues. Sunshine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I say, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show, and we are a caller-driven show. You can always call and participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. You call, you get to drive this thing called a ride, and we'll let you do that because we are a caller-driven show.
We are.
So while we're doing that, we'd like to let you know while you're driving that, we like to talk about at least three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Hoo-ah! don't know. That was when I heard that. Yeah. So that's what we do. We are always full of fun, frolicking, and fabulous. Three F's. So get to know that and learn it. Well, while we're doing
that. What was the second F?
Frolicking.
What was that say? Frolicking? Fun, frolicking, and frantagulous?
Yeah. Yes. There you go. Learn it, live it, love it. Because while you're doing that, you can also go participate and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Now, bro.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Yes, we'd like to thank everybody that has reached out and participated and helped to make the Spike on the Mic show the number one award-deserving show that we have. And we love it, people, for it. But now it's time to get down to business. Since we got most of the housekeeping out of the way, now it's time for what the show is known for, popular for, and what the people want. And that is the big A word of the day.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
I was on beat. I was ready for it. I was, and I even showed leaned right on time. You did it right on time. Right, ladies and gentlemen, the big A word. Go ahead.
Wait, when I do the video version of the show, when I edit it, I've been making the word of the day graphic full screen. I'm not going to do it this time because Billy's dancing and hair flipping was spectacular.
Okay, all right. All right, we'll do it. All right, the big A word today is what we do. We try to educate, inform, and entertain, or another I. Educate, inform.
And interject.
Interject.
Educate is not an I.
Yep, no, it is.
Correct.
Educate.
Great.
It's educate.
Educate.
All right. We're trying to give you guys words that will expound your vocabulary so that you will walk around this earth with an open mind, knowing, seeing more. Because, you know, you shouldn't walk around like the horses with blinders just going that way. You should go this way, that way, the ways. Yeah. And so the big A word of the day, I'm just going to say, you guys let me know this. Do you know what the big A word of the day? I'm going to play it thrice and let's see how it goes.
Smize.
We guys got it? Smize.
Smize.
You guys S-M-I-Z-E.
Smize.
Well, that's a good wordle word.
Oh, right? That's a fabulous one.
Well, since you think it's a water word, voice of reason, do you know what smize is? Yes or no?
I think it's the noise that Felix Unger used to make when he tried to clear his sinuses.
All right. Hanging Chad, do you even know who Felix Unger is?
No.
Do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Yes.
Oh, be still my broken heart.
Yep. Because if you look at somebody a certain way, you're smizing at them.
A gas man?
No, but I would guess it's an incorrect pronunciation of surmise.
Hey, PWs?
I would agree with Gasman, but I must confess I have no clue.
Ooh, and Miss Billy's, do you understand what the word smize is?
Nope.
Wow.
You actually stumped everybody.
No,
I think so.
Except
Chad. Chad knows.
I really, can I just say it?
No.
Yeah.
Wait till the end.
Hold on a second. So, Chad, if you say it, how are we going to end the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need
wait
it right now.
End. Wait till the end.
And we'll end it right now.
Right now is a show.
Yeah.
How about this? Let's do a compromise. Chad, you can say it at the end of the show.
Yes.
How about that?
Okay.
Can we let him do it at the end of the show?
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are just going to leave. They'll know the word.
Yeah, it's true. No one actually listens to this show without.
Yeah, it's fun that we pretend they do, though.
Yeah, really.
Now brought to you by Larry's Lawn Watering.
Damn, maybe his name ain't Larry. All right. So now let's go ahead and do the next thing. We're going to give you the definition of smize at the end of the show. So you have to stick around to listen, unless, you know, Hanging Chad blurts it out. But
yeah,
I was surprised that this usually educated panel of resistance fighters, they usually know all kinds of words.
That's a new one for me.
Right. Maybe Chad can work it into the conversation without actually
saying the word.
Mm. Well, then let's go do the cow chip news then.
Oh, yes.
Cow chip news is brought to you by Smize. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cow Chip News. Is something that we do. We also like to just give something that you did not know, because, like I say, as you travel this place called Earth, you need to be informed, entertained, and the other eye, so that you will see and know things. This Cow Chip News is about the father of traffic safety, William Eno. E-N-O. Eno.
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 He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Emu, the big ass bird. Emu?
Yeah. He invented the stop sign, the crosswalk, the traffic circle. I don't know what the hell that is. The one-way street and the taxi stand.
He was busy.
He was busy. But he never got a chance to benefit from his inventions. And do you guys know why?
He got in a car accident.
He was hit by a car crossing the street.
That's why he came up with the signs, huh?
Yeah.
No, Cow Chip News is the father of traffic safety, William Eno, never got a chance to benefit from his inventions because homeboy never learned how to drive.
Man.
Isn't it ironic? It's like rain on a rainy day. And
Yeah. I know that song.
Yeah, really. All right. Well,
but his inventions were designed for pedestrians, to protect pedestrians, right? So he got the benefit from it.
You're right. So we need to call the father of cow chips and tell him this one is wrong, huh?
Father, there's a father of cow chips.
Yeah, I mean, every day outside of our crack pipe research analyst Billy, we also have in marketing research, we have Philip over there. He sends me cow chip news every day.
Wow!
So
he must be some sort of cow.
Better than me, some kind of chip.
So the guy
flings it your way.
Yes,
the guy who created a stop sign.
Yeah.
Never drove a car, which makes sense because he's stopping the cars.
Yeah.
Right. He's never been annoyed by doing his invention.
This. Yeah.
He's really stopped doing this. And the crosswalk.
He's never got the bad part of his invention. He never saw it from the other side.
Yeah.
Oh. So maybe he thought
I have to stop here.
Maybe I think it's his fault that we have these light cameras.
Oh, no. Yeah, there was
oh,
traffic.
No, I don't think he cameras. Went that far.
Yeah. Let's blame this guy.
Hold on a second. Now, as I read his cow chip news, this makes no sense.
Uh-oh.
He invented the one-way street sign?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, just one-way streets.
So up
he
until
didn't invent
then,
the sign.
Up until then, people were
trying to go both ways on a little tiny
on a street that was this narrow.
Yeah.
So nobody.
I guess he was a civil engineer. I put my money on that.
Okay, I'll give you that. And he says, "Guys, I got a great idea.
Yeah,
let's stop these people from going this way.
Yeah, let's make this street and this street one way. And if you want to go the other way, you take this street, and this street.
He sounded like he just was walking around. And he was just annoyed by cars. So he's like, I got a great sign to like direct these cars out of my way.
Everybody keep doing this. Yeah, I got to.
Yeah, these two cars moving over and getting up next to the edge of the wall. They're kind of squeezing me as I'm trying to walk down the sidewalk.
He invented traffic circles too.
That's fabulous.
Define what a traffic circle is, someone.
Like a roundabout. A
roundabout.
Like a cul-de-sac.
Not a cul-de-sac, no. Piccadilly Circus. Like nobody has to stop when you go in. You just merge in and you go on and merge out. You just keep going around in the intersection.
You've probably seen the videos. Spike is the guy that flies through the roundabout, right over the middle. Exactly.
All right. Well, now that we've dissected the cow report. What is it? Cow chip. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get into the real meat and potatoes of the show. And by that, I mean it's topic changing time.
My word, we're off and running with our first topic at only 21 minutes after the hour.
Listen, you can't stop perfection. You got to enjoy it.
Right.
Enjoy it. Oh, speaking of that, before I do this thing here, and I should have did this before the show, what if you guys think that we change the format of the show just to keep it?
I'm fresh? For that.
No. What? No. Don't do it.
What are you going to do? How are you going to change it?
Okay, hold on a second. Let's just jump on this. Hanging chat, why are you so for that?
Oh, wait. I got to hear the idea. Because change. No. And I get bored.
Oh, okay.
It's true. He does get bored.
Yes. Okay. I was thinking we move some of the announcements of the sponsors, what the hell is called, the sponsors, into the center of the show. We just start the show, and then right in the middle, we say, okay, now let's hear something from our sponsors.
Sure. Yeah,
so like a commercial break.
Yeah, something that...
Yeah, we should also make sure they're actually sponsors.
Okay, well, baby steps. Baby steps, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
as long as Chad is not receiving any money, they're not responsible.
No one's sponsoring me.
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are, you name them, but none of them are sponsoring me.
Well, then I'll tell them next time we do the cuts, we have to mention, would you like to be known as, what was your name? Chatty Waddy?
Don't even.
Yeah.
Chatty Waddy.
Hey, well, you know, we
got a certain ring to it.
So kind of do like it.
Chatty Waddy.
That's the best way to quench it.
So that's how you like it. You're right. Because I really don't.
Do we move the sponsors or just keep it at the top? And I'll go around the room one at a time. We'll do this diplomatically so that, you know, I am not making executive decisions. We have 5 votes. Move it, PW, yay or nay?
I'm in favor of you putting it anywhere you like.
Oh my God. I don't know. Okay. Hanging Chad.
I'm in favor of moving it because if you don't grab your audience at the beginning of the show, you don't grab them at all.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. That's a yay. How about you, Voice of Reason?
I'm against it. I don't want to change anything ever. I just want life to continue just exactly as it is. All right.
Yeah, it is easier that way.
Billis?
Billy?
She's frozen.
Hello.
All right. How about you, Gas Man?
Sure, show us your call, but if you put the sponsors in the middle as a commercial break, it would give someone an opportunity to take a break of their own.
Anybody come back.
That's very true, PW. Do you want to change your answer?
Yeah. No, it's anywhere Spike likes it to be.
Hold on a second, are you the voice? Hold on a second, so Gas Man, are you a yay or a nay?
I'll go yeah.
All right, and Billy, what were you, yay or nay?
I am a yay.
Ooh, all right. So that is...
We could try and put it there one time, Spike, and see how it works.
Okay. Can we put Word of the Day or Cowchip News next to it in the middle?
Okay. I
just
did listen.
Just an idea.
It's fireworks for the new idea.
We're in Watts.
All right, so I'm talking about Pyrotechnic neighbor. I'm Pyro. What do you call him? pyro neighbors were going crazy with the fireworks again.
Hey, okay, well, we'll
set off fireworks for anything.
Hey, and this is pre-show talk.
Yes, it's definitely pre-show. All right, well, listen, that may mean the topic. Oh, we got topic changing music. We did it, right?
We did it, yeah.
We did it already.
What's the new topic?
I like to call this Let's Be Real.
Let's be real.
Really. In lieu of Voice of Reason not having a B report today, we have a B story.
Ooh, a B story.
And I got to ask you guys, what does this mean? And I'm going to read a legal jargon, and you guys tell me what I just said.
Okay.
Well, this should be good.
Okay. I might have practiced
it. It's going to be about the one you talked about, man.
The legislature. The legislature has provided.
Does he know he's not muted?
Yeah, you're not muted. We can hear you, Steve.
This is a...
Sorry.
The legislature.
I'm looking forward to this.
We should be careful.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. We should kind of pay attention that we're on a radio.
Because this
show.
Matters.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to give you.
Would you just let Spike speak?
Okay. Listen at this legal jargon here and tell me what I said.
All right.
Okay.
The legislature has provided a technical definition of the word. We construct the terms of. Okay, let me start over. The legislature has provided a technical definition of a word. We construe the term of art as according with the technical meaning. In performing this function, we are tasked with literally constructing the art of effectuate. It's remedial purpose.
Are you having a stroke?
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Right. You have glasses there somewhere.
Next topic.
Don't you? You have glasses so you could put on. Hey,
damn it.
What's the website so I could read that for you?
I don't have it somewhere. Somewhere.
Yeah. He can't read the website.
I understood it very clearly.
What I just said was the ruling concludes that fish can be considered legal terms of art and not taken to mean the literal aquatic vertebrae.
Wow.
So having said all that, there was a ruling in California.
That this is fake fish.
Yes. There's a ruling in California, appellate court by a panel of three judges that determined in order to protect these threatened species, these four species of the bumblebee, which is the crotch, the Franklin, the Western, and the succicoo. These bumblebee species can now be considered a fish.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying a bumblebee is called a crotch?
Yes.
That's croc, weird.
The Franklins, the Western, and the succulent cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
This is
Kayla Cuckoo. She's hot, man.
I
don't know. Maybe the agree with you. Hot.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is said that all that legal jargon and I messed up. That this court ruled that you can consider a bee a fish so that it can benefit from the endangered wildlife species protection.
Oh, I see.
Now, question to the resistance fighters. And Billy, I'll send you the article once I remember where I
found something. I now understand what he was actually trying to say.
Oh.
You're the one.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So, question to the resistance fighters.
Okay.
Is this a bunch of malarkey? So, we're on radio, we can't say other words.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, what is your opinion something? On What's your opinion on fish are now considered, bees are now considered fish?
I really didn't follow it all that well. All I got from it was the word crotch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sure, things should be able to be whatever they want to be. So yeah, let's do it.
All right. What's the reason? What's the reason you are a bee man?
I'm going to be just a little bit reasonable. It sounds like this is an attempt to legislate from the administrative office. In other words, rather than getting the legislature to write a law to protect the bumblebees, their administration is changing the definition of what a bumblebee is to
right,
include to fish in order to protect them.
Not that you've kind of got the right idea, but not
that's
exactly.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. All right. Well, then hold on a second. Hold on, Craig Pike, research analyst.
Yeah, talk to me last. Because
last. All right. Gas man, what say you?
Crack pipe research analyst. well, it's a known fact that the bee population overall has been dwindling and is in fact endangered. So I think it's a way to try to protect the endangered bumblebees that we need so much.
Mm. All right. And PWs?
Oh, clearly a bumblebee is nothing more than a flying grouper.
But are they delicious like grouper? I never eat
it. Oh, well, clearly. Probably, right. Yeah.
And research analyst, Miss Billy, what say you?
I mean, they're not fish, but legally they're fish. Would you like me to explain?
Sure.
You thought I was.
So what he was trying to say with the legal stuff is that there was some law that was protecting fish as endangered, and it defined fish as an invertebrate, and that's it. No other, didn't say anything about being in the ocean or having fins or anything like that. It just said fish are invertebrates.
And you know what? Fish have vertebrates, you know.
Yeah, they got bones.
Yeah.
Which are initially defined as invertebrates.
Okay, I understand.
And then, because the act had protected snails and other invertebrates that live on land. So, they're trying to put the bees in with that. So instead of doing all the work it takes to create new legislation, they're just saying bees are fish because they're invertebrates. So then they can be protected without having to go through all that crap.
I just Googled crotch bumblebee.
Yes.
And don't do it.
Oh, no.
Hey,
really?
Let me talk to you.
You never know what you're going to get.
Here, hey, hold on a second. Let's talk. Let's put Hanging Chad on the couch. Just later. I know, just show me where they touch you.
That was one of them, right? Crotch bumblebee.
Show me where they touched you.
show us where they touched you, Chad.
Yeah. On this dog.
Right.
Where did they touch you?
That is not right.
That's sick. You guys are sick.
Okay, how about this?
You need help.
Okay, Hanging Chad, we're trying to save the endangered bumblebee. And all you want to do is go crouch shopping.
Yeah.
Look, you're the one that said there were crouch bumblebees.
Yeah.
That is correct.
And then you said there were some suckapoo bumblebees.
Yeah.
And then there was two other bumblebees that didn't catch
you don't care about.
Yeah, I don't care about those ones.
All right, so you guys understand that Hanging Chad has a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
look, I didn't pick this topic.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't try to turn it on me. Like, I'm the one that has...
I didn't say, hey, out of all the amazing news in the world, let's talk about crouch bumblebees today. That was you.
It is actually crouch.
It's not crouch. Yeah.
Crotch. Sorry, I'm mispronouncing it.
Yeah, you are.
All right. So anyway, I just thought that was crazy that they're just... Why can't you just, as Voice said, why can't you just say, protect the bumblebees? Why do they have to make them fish?
I know. Because
that costs more money to create a new law.
Yeah, they have to create a new
law. Believe it or not, it was a politician trying to be efficient.
Correct.
You use the same template, same document.
Oh, I guess that's how laws are made. Like I say, if
or you could say it was being lazy.
I'm just a bill.
I'm just
here
a
on Capitol Hill.
Sitting on the crouch.
All right, well, then.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole bunch of steps to have to go through to protect those bumblebees.
Exactly.
I remember that Schoolhouse Rock.
Thank you.
Gosh, it's got to go all the way up the steps of the Capitol building.
I know, yeah.
All of those things.
Yeah.
All right, well, so we all in agreement with this legislation who said that we can now consider bees fish.
Except
whatever it takes to protect
except
the bumblebees.
For the crotch
yes.
bees.
Yeah. All right, we're good. All right, well, then let's do topic changing music.
Oh, here we go. All right, here comes another topic on the Spike on the Mic show.
All right. Speaking with insects, animals, and aquatic things, I like to call this topic here, I bet Flipper wish he had hands.
I bet Flipper wish he had hands.
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 Right. All right. So let me go around the room before I do this, because Flipper was a fish or dolphin in the water from a long time ago, and some of you guys are younger than a long time ago. Hanging Chad, do you know who Flipper is?
Yes, I do. It's a dolphin.
Right. And Billy's
on a TV show.
You're a widely known smart person. You know what Flipper, do you know who Flipper is?
I am older than you are implying, and I thank you for that. Yes, I know who Flipper is.
All right, well, then the rest of you guys definitely know who Flipper is, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to guess you guys do. Well, according to a
Flipper is from the 1800s. We know that.
Yes. Flipper, Flipper, King of the Lightning.
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right. So according to a study published in the journal Science Advancing, researchers have found out that dolphins recognize whether someone is a friend or a foe by doing what? And I'll go around the room. By doing what, said me, Billy. What do you think dolphins do to determine whether another flipper is a friend or foe?
They kiss it.
Kiss. All right. How about you, Gas Man?
They talk to them. Dolphins can talk.
There you go. How about you, Hanging Chad?
They swat at them with their good flipper.
They have a bad flipper?
Yeah.
Everyone's right-handed or left-handed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you just said. All right. And how about you, Voice of Reason?
Eye contact.
Eye contact. All right. And PWs?
Sniff their crotch.
Ooh, you are the closest.
Ooh.
Research, this study showed that dolphins recognize each other, whether they are a friend or a foe, by tasting their urine.
Nice. Yeah.
They said dolphins don't have a sense of smell. So what they do to identify each other is one dolphin will pee or poop in the water, and the other one will fly through it with his mouth open to get a big taste of the pee or poop to determine friend or foe.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Delicious. Nice. I'm just saying, that's why I was figuring Flipper probably would have been glad to have some hands. Like, hey, what's up, dog?
Yeah.
two dolphins in a cup.
With more. Yeah.
Why did you... I'm done. I'm not on the show anymore.
No.
Craig Pack Research. Did you look up dolphins becoming friends?
No, that's not why.
Okay.
Apparently no one else heard it. I think it actually should get bleeped out of the radio.
Oh, really?
There's such a thing as angry urine.
No, like there's boy urine and girl an urine, enemy? I think.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, a voice?
Is there such a thing as angry urine that lets them know that you're an enemy? They're like, how do they know if you're a foe? By tasting your urine.
Why would you taste it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the study, right?
If you want to know study, okay.
If you want to know about it, talk
to
me.
Oh, yeah, there's details. I could go look it up. You're right.
Yeah, really, because I just cliff noted it. So
there's fine essences in there that lets them know
there is that. So, all right. So now I'm going to do something new that I'm going to employ all the resistance fighters to do in the coming weeks to come.
All right.
This is something that I've been thinking about, and I figure now would be a good time to do it.
All right.
So topic changing music.
Oh, here we go. I got to press the correct button. All right, here comes another topic, and it's something in the future on the Spike and Mike Show. Yes.
Ladies and I just call this now.
Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the resistance fighters, in these troubled times in America, I, Spike on the Mic, have decided to run for president of the United States.
Oh, my word, this is just so fabulous.
Yes. And this, ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
this, ladies and gentlemen, is my first
first press conference, my first announcement. And so I'm giving you guys, the resistance fighters, the first opportunity because I want your support and I want your vote to
scoop. We've got a scoop.
Yes. I want your opportunity, your votes to ask me questions at my press conference to find out whether I can have your vote. But before I
have a dream today.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. But I also, before I get to support, I need to have my walk-up music. And everybody has walk-up music. And this is my presidential walk-up music. Here we go. As I come into the studio to give my first pressing conference.
Pressing.
I want to be your president of the United States in these troubled times. So,
what your country can do for you. What you can do for your country.
All right, first question from the resistance fighters I'll have you is from Billy. Billy, what may I ask you to get your support?
I don't need you to ask me anything. I wanted to ask you,
as a candidate for the president of the United States, what question can I answer you to maybe get your support?
Please explain to me, what is your platform?
My platform, good question. From Billy News and Entertainment. If I become president of your United States, I will be the first one to put food on everybody's table, to put a shoe on everybody's foot. I will give a house to every person who has an address. I would like to be your president of the United States.
Yeah.
Next question I will take from, let's see, maybe Voice of Reason Network. Voice of Reason Network, do you have a question for candidate Spike for president of the United States?
Well, this is, I'm going to throw you a hardball. What makes you think that you are old enough to be president of the United States?
Great question. One of the main criteria for being president of these great United States is that you have to be old enough, ladies and gentlemen, old enough to drink. And I am old enough to drink.
All right. I thought you had to be old enough to drink to stumble without drinking.
All right. Next question I'll take from Hanging Chad Chronicles. Hanging Chad Chronicles, do you have a question for your next president of the United States?
Yes. What would you do if you found a dead body in a hotel room?
Great question, because, you know, a president must be able to act fast on his feet and be able to maintain a sense of decorum and plechorum. And if you don't know what plechorum is, it's a presidential word. Look it up. And if I become president, I will add that to it. If I walked into a hotel room and there was a dead body, I would ask my administration to confiscate all footage of me in this hotel. and then once all the footage of me in this hotel has been confiscated, I would have a deep investigation into what happened to that hooker. So
was it your
music?
An honest president, an honest candidate.
All right, next question comes from Gas and Street Technical. Gas and Street Technical, do you have a question for your future next president of the United States?
First, just let me say I'm glad you didn't say what my friends would have said. If you found a body in the hotel room, what would you do? They would say, call gas, man. Well, my question is, are you going to make the money after Super Bowl Sunday a national holiday?
Oh, that has been a question that has been pondering me for some time now. Yes, many people, ladies and gentlemen,
are affected by the Monday after the Super Bowl. And I see that we have a holiday for things like Army Day, a Veterans Day, Martin Luther King Day, Valentine's Day, Easter. The Super Bowl is a sacred. It's the next thing that's in next. Forget the take out the I don't say as a presidential candidate. The Super Bowl is a very, very pressing and important day. I think that because of the economy that is affected by the absentee of workers on Super Bowl Monday, I would make an executive decision to make Monday a holiday.
Got my vote.
What your country can do for you, that's what you can do for your country.
All right, now the question comes from P-Dub Chronicles. P-W, do you have a question for your next president of the United States?
Yes, I do. Should a president of the United States be outrageously sexy?
That is a question that I think the history books will be able to tell just by looking at me.
Oh, yes.
Because historically, you have seen that presidents have been a bunch of tall. They've been a bunch of short people. But we had one tall guy who was extremely suave, debonair, and cool looking. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as your next president of the United States, Will contends that I will be on the cover of GQ magazine, Jet magazine.
Oh.
And to make it, to keep it equal, in the cover of Us Weekly. All right, so now that we've went in orderly fashion, it's time for a round robin. Billy's, do you have another question for your candidate for president of the United States?
Yes, I want to know, where can I get my Spike for President t-shirt?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. We are now in production, mass productions of the Spike for President t-shirts, koozies, bumper stickers, and garter pins. All right. So you will be able to, get them if you go to spikeonthemic.com/president.com. Comingsoon.com. Wow. That site will be available for you to purchase merchandise, and the money, all the money that you send to those .com will help me in my campaign to go against my evil competitors. All right, so I don't want to take up any more time. Is there any other networking person who has a question? I see Hanging Chad, you have a question for your next candidate for president of the United States.
Do you think climate change or giraffes are more real?
As a candidate for the United States of America, those two things, study has shown that those two things go hand in hand. Because the climate is changing up high, and a giraffe is a very tall person. So the giraffe is the first animal on walking land that can determine whether it is hot up there. So I would put a giraffe in my administration, or a giraffe talker, whisper, and then we will find out if climate change or giraffes both have the same effect.
Do you remember where you parked your car?
I am going to be the most knowledgeable, coherent, proficient president that you have. I am not going to waste taxpayer money with Secret Service and people driving for me. I am going to drive my very brand new 79 Vega on my own. Thank you very much. Is there any more questions for the president? The president, any more questions?
We're good.
I hope that I can count on your support for my candidacy of the next president of the United States. Music! Yes, I'm sorry. Are we? Go ahead, I'm sorry. Hanging Chad Chronicles, are you?
Yes. I've got one more. Do you like the band Police as much as you like Real Police?
Ooh, in these trying times right now, you know, with the Me Too movement, the hanging, not hanging police, excuse me, scratch that, the defund the police, I think that if I go to a concert to see the police, I think the ticket price should be lowered. There you go. And there it is. That is my campaign on there. And I hope I can get your guys' support. All right, Billy, listen, the questions are coming fast and furious, and is being a candidate for your presidency. I hope I can have it. Billy?
I don't have a question.
You have a question? Is the panel through?
Yes.
I got one question. Do you know any song by the band The Police?
Could you please sing it for us today?
Yes.
As your president, I will never do the three D's. Dodge, duck, or don't answer. All right?
Still the answer is no. He doesn't know a song by the way.
Excuse me. Press conference is over. Press conference is over, and you guys can thank you. Thank you, and I hope I can get your support. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Topic changing music.
Ooh, here we go. All right, after that, what could we talk about? I have no idea. On the Spike and the Mike Show.
Isn't it time for the word of the day?
Actually, I was just thinking about that because as your president can't know, we're out of time on that.
All right, good.
We will revisit the President of the United States campaign. And so it's time for me to reveal, ladies and gentlemen, what the word of the day was. And the word of the day, if I'm not mistaken, it was
smize.
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 That is the word of the day, because there's no reason to say because.
Yeah.
And we went around the room and we could not figure out only one person.
Yeah, hanging chat claimed he knew.
Knew what the word was. I see you over the gas. Listen, I'm not running for president right now. Later on. All right. So, Hanging Chad, you are the one who has been graduated. What does the word smize mean?
It's smiling with your eyes.
Ding, ding,
damn.
Ding. Oh. Yes.
It's a combination word.
To smile with your eyes. That is definitely a definition. I thought I had used that one before, but I obviously had not. But now you guys know that is the big A word of the day.
And, it's something that Hanging Chad does to me all the time.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I want to say
he smiles with his eyes.
Hanging Chad doesn't like people. So why smile?
Did I say that?
Yeah, okay. Many times.
Can you say that or did you say that?
It is, wait. It is true that Hanging Chad does not like people. However. God,
we're really putting that out there. Okay.
He loves my father.
Oh. And now hold on a second. Now he's got a damsel tied to a train track and a speeding locomotive is coming. And he's crawling in mustache.
Oh my word. Look at that.
Well, look at that. That really works.
Yeah.
Yes, serious.
That thing must have a ton of wax in it.
Yeah, it's got something in it.
Deverly dusty deed. Okay, so there it is. So, all right, so let it be known that maybe Hanging Chad is not, where is he going? He's not a people hater as much. Maybe he's just a lover of life.
Yes.
But Hanging Chad, at the very moment.
I do love life. I just hate all the people in it.
So, would you save a damsel in distress on a train track, a speed locomotion, or would you put it there?
It depends on if she is nice.
Depends on if she's nice. All right, well, I love that. So, now what we do, ladies and gentlemen, so we got the big A word of the day definition. So, now it's time to go around the room and ask the resistance fighters what stuck with you. And I'll start out with you, Miss Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
Why do I always have to be first?
Ladies first.
What stuck with me is
there was the B report.
That Dad, I'm voting for Spike for president.
Yay! Oh.
I guess with that response, we should just go ahead and end the show.
Yeah, probably, yeah. You know, I don't know what, silence for six minutes, but, you know.
That's not actually true because bouncing off Billy's great response, we have to go to the voice of reason. We're stuck with you tonight.
I guess that dolphins can literally tell when you're PO'd.
Yes.
Wow, look at that. So clever.
Yeah, really. Yeah. All right, then my friend, the gas man, what stuck with you tonight?
Spike found presidential mixtape music and had to force it onto the show somehow.
All right. PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
I'm still wondering where the bumblebee touched Chad.
Serious. Speaking of touching Chad, yes. What stuck with you tonight?
That we need to protect all the crotch bumblebees.
Really?
The crotch ones.
The crotch ones. Just the crotch ones.
Yeah. Just the crotch bumblebees. All right.
I think we have an answer because they'll fly
at you below the waist.
Yeah.
That's how you know what type it is.
I got you. What do you say, PWs?
I think we got an answer there to my question when he picked the crotch ones.
Okay. Well, Listen, according to the clock on the wall, I think we started the show, we're ending the show a little early. Oh. So we got to start out. We have to like maybe talk amongst ourselves for the next 3 minutes.
All right. So how are you doing over there?
Oh. I wonder what I'm going to have for lunch.
Yes. Ah. No. I'm so glad.
I have an announcement.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Tomorrow is a very, very special day.
Christmas Day?
No, it's not Christmas Day.
No.
Does anybody have a guess what tomorrow is?
I just did.
It's your birthday.
It's not my birthday. My birthday is on Thursday.
What day is this?
Tomorrow will be Sunday. Chad's birthday.
Oh, whoa. That's so nice.
We're going to give him a mustache trimmer. Dirty rat.
I would have baked a cake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still too young to be president. Run for president, I think.
Yeah. Well, listen,
No, he's old enough.
Yeah, you got to be old enough to drink. Remember what my campaign was saying? Okay. Okay. All right. So, listen, this running president thing, I thought about it. This is kind of cool. So now what I like to do is have every one of the resistance fighters run for president one day, every one show.
Oh,
not
man.
One each show, everybody run. And then you tell me your campaign.
Oh, yeah. You know, you were really prepared. Because a lot of our questions were, you know, from way out there, and you had good answers.
Well, if you're going to be a candidate for, you know, president of the United States, you have to be able to think on your feet.
You got to. Yeah.
So now, next week, who is going to run for president?
I don't want to be the president.
So Billy would be the candidate
for president next week. No!
Yes, that's perfect.
I don't want to be
the president. Yes.
Well, listen, all you have to do is run. Not necessarily going to win.
I will run away.
Billy, I will get that piece of footage so that we can play it.
Is this blackmail?
No. Yes. No, that is a black male who's in the piece of footage. Yeah, it is a black male.
Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we do here. We try to entertain and inform in another eye. This has been Spike on the Mic Show. And next week, we're going to come out with brand new topics, new ideas, and a lot of cool stuff.
And a new presidential candidate.
Yeah, new order and a new candidate for the United States of America.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to save this country. For years, this country is going to hell in a handbasket. Spike on the mic.
First,
show.
We must save the crotch beats.
Yes. Wait till you run.
I know what Chad's platform is.
Yeah, it really is. We will not let this country go away. I want to give a big shout out, big thanks to PWs. Big shout out, big thanks to The Voice of Reason. Shout out, big thanks to Gas Man. Big shout out to Hanging Chad. And last but not least, the beautiful research analyst of the and the dog. Mike on the mic, ladies and gentlemen. And we are out of this mother. Like I say, one, two.